o'clock.
Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Tzaneen 22 grade.
Apart from the N1 South issue, the crash before Allendale Road, we've also got slow-moving traffic in Edenvale, R24 West at the N12 merge, and four ways there's roadwork, Cedar Road, restrictions at Uranium Street.
Ons begin in die suide van Johannesburg van Metro Polisiebeampte tans betoging monitor. Ontevrede inwoners het vroeër vandag die strate ingevaar. Verskeie paaie is ook versper.
It's understood that people who are planning to occupy these illegal structures are aggrieved with their removal. And the situation is tense with reports of passing vehicles being stoned. Motorists are urged to exercise extreme caution, avoid that area and use alternative routes.
Dit dan Metro Polisie woordvoerder Kolani Fihla. Die Santwane sê sy reservoirs is kritiek laag weens 'n kragonderbreking by die Palmiet pompstasie. In pogings om die herstel te bespoedig, het Randwater by komende inlaatkleppe by die Hartbeeshoek reservoir oopgemaak. Dit sal inhou tot 40% opstoot, die Sant se woordvoerder Selby Bokoba.
The city's team of technicians is currently in discussions with the Randwater team to explore potential measures to address all our areas of concern. The city is once more urging customers to exercise patience during this difficult period as the network takes time to fully recover. Residents will be kept updated as and when there are new developments.
Die departement van korrektiewe dienste het bevestig dat Martin Jackson, wat woensdag uit die Boksburg gevangenis in Johannesburg ontsnap het, weer aangekeer is. Hy is in 2015 tronk toegestuur waar hy 'n vonnis van 20 jaar uitdien vir onder meer roof en diefstal. Die departement se woordvoerder Singabako Kumalo.
The Department of Correctional Services is also conducting a full investigation to understand the circumstances surrounding the escape and to prevent future incidents. Jackson will now face additional criminal charges related.
Dumo Buko is amptelik ingespeer as die nuwe president van Botswana. Buko is vandag ingehuldig na verlede week se verkiesingsoorwinning. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. Nog nuus uit die buiteland. Die Israëlse weermag het 'n beroep gedoen vir die ontruiming van verskeie gebiede in die noorde van Gaza. Die jongste beroep volg na 'n reeks bevele om die noordelike streek te ontruim waar Israël se magte hul bedrywighede sedert vroeg Oktober verskerp het. En drie mense word in Argentinië voorlopig aangekla van misdade in verband met die dood van Liam Payne. Die voormalige lid van die popgroep One Direction is in Oktober dood nadat hy van die derde verdieping van die hotel geval het. Ek is Chanel September. Top story at this hour. Johannesburg Metro Police officers are currently monitoring a protest in Lanesia.
Further details on the news, you can get all of that good stuff. Phone Chanel directly. Here's our number. It's no jackaroundfm.com. Hit the news tab.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I don't
want
to go, but baby, we both know this is not our time. It's time to say goodbye until we meet again. 'Cause this is not the end. It will come a day when we will find a way. Yeah.